4. It will be a long night. Alone in the apartment while Mama was out shopping with Kirsty, Anne-Marie and Ellen were sprawled on the living room floor playing with paper dolls. They had cut the dolls from Mama's magazines, old ones she had saved from past years. The paper ladies had old-fashioned hairstyles and clothes, and the girls had given them names from Mama's very favorite book. Mama had told Anne-Marie and Ellen the entire story of Gone with the Wind, and the girls thought it much more interesting and romantic than the King and Queen tales that Kirsty loved. "Come, Melanie," Anne-Marie said, walking her doll across the edge of the rug. "Let's dress for the ball." "All right, Scarlett, I'm coming," Ellen replied in a sophisticated voice. She was a talented performer. She often played the leading roles in school dramatics. Games of the imagination were always fun when Ellen played. The door opened, and Kirsty stomped in, her face tear-stained and glowering. Mama followed her with an exasperated look and set a package down on the table. "I won't," Kirsty sputtered. "I won't ever, ever wear them. Not if you chain me in a prison and beat me with sticks." Anne-Marie giggled and looked questioningly at her mother. Mrs. Johansson sighed. "I bought Kirsty some new shoes," she explained. "She's outgrown her old ones." "Goodness, Kirsty," Ellen said. "I wish my mother would get me some new shoes. I love new things, and it's so hard to find them in the stores." "Not if you go to a fish store," Kirsty bellowed. "But most mothers wouldn't make their daughters wear ugly fish shoes."
"Kirsten," Mama said soothingly, "you know it wasn't a fish store, and we were lucky to find shoes at all."
Kirsty sniffed. "Show them," she commanded. "Show Anne-Marie and Ellen how ugly they are." Mama opened the package and took out a pair of little girls' shoes. She held them up, and Kirsty looked away in disgust.
"You know there's no leather anymore," Mama explained, "but they found a way to make shoes out of fish skin. I don't think these are too ugly."
Anne-Marie and Ellen looked at the fish skin shoes. Anne-Marie took one in her hand and examined it. It was odd looking. The fish scales were visible. But it was a shoe, and her sister needed shoes.
"It's not so bad, Kirsty," she said, lying a little.
Ellen turned the other one over in her hand. "You know," she said, "it's only the color that's ugly."
"Green," Kirsty wailed. "I will never, ever wear green shoes."
"In our apartment," Ellen told her, "my father has a jar of black ink. Would you like these shoes better if they were black?" Kirsty frowned.
"Maybe I would," she said finally.
"Well then," Ellen told her, "tonight, if your mama doesn't mind, I'll take the shoes home and ask my father to make them black for you with his ink."
Mama laughed. "I think that would be a fine improvement. What do you think, Kirsty?"
Kirsty pondered.
"Could he make them shiny?" she asked. "I want them shiny."
Ellen nodded.
"I think he could. I think they'll be quite pretty, black and shiny."
Kirsty nodded.
"All right then," she said. "But you mustn't tell anyone that they're fish. I don't want anyone to know."
She took her new shoes, holding them disdainfully, and put them on a chair. Then she looked with interest at the paper dolls.
"Can I play too?" Kirsty asked. "Can I have a doll?"
She squatted beside Anne-Marie and Ellen on the floor.